Lesson 13. You are sealed with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1:13-14. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. After you believe and receive salvation in Christ, then you are sealed with the Holy Spirit. A seal is a mark of identification, authentication, and validation, often placed on a letter, contract, or another document to show that what is in the letter, contract, or document came from the person whose seal is imprinted. In the ancient world, cattle and even slaves were branded with a seal to show whom they belonged to. This mark would deter people from stealing them because they had the seal upon them. Therefore, to be sealed with the Holy Spirit means that God, who has saved us, has thus authenticated and validated us as his own. Ephesians 1:14. This is also an assurance that he will, in this relationship, most certainly protect and secure his people through trials and difficulties. He will do this until he takes final possession of us, his inheritance, on the day of redemption, which is at the end. To be sealed with the Holy Spirit is the gracious gift of God, whereby he demonstrates the authenticity of the believer's relationship with him and his authority, ownership, and commitment to his people. The seal of the Holy Spirit is given as a guarantee. 2 Corinthians 1:21-22. Now, he who establishes us with you in Christ has also anointed us in God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. This means that God has done an undertaking, which means a formal pledge or promise to do something or a task that is taken on an enterprise. God has taken full risk of your life. The greatest offer of redemption is the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit. Someone said that when God gave us his word, he gave us his mind. When he gave us his Spirit, his Son, he gave his best. But when he gave us the Holy Spirit, he gave us himself. Luke 24:46-49. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus is behoved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye are endued with power. Waiting for the promise of the Father was a commandment. Embracing the person and the ministry of the Holy Spirit is a commandment that we shall all strive to fulfill. Acts 1:4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith ye have heard of me. The infilling and walking in the Holy Spirit was a major concentration of the first church, unlike the present church. They believed that after believing in Christ, the next thing should be the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Acts 19:1-2. And it happened, while Apollos was at Corinth, that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Jesus himself could not accomplish the redemption work without the help of the Holy Spirit. God had to release his Spirit upon his Son to empower him for the redemption process. There is no way that Christ could have made it without the Holy Spirit, and neither can you carry out the purposes of God here on earth without his help. Matthew 3:16-17. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight away out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in him I'm well pleased. It also took the Holy Spirit to declare Jesus as the Son of God in resurrection. Romans 1:3-4. Concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Apostle Peter echoed it that Jesus was anointed by God for the purposes of releasing the destinies of men from the evil one. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. It is Jesus who saves you, but it takes the ministry of the Holy Spirit to beautify your destiny. Jesus has ascended to the heavens, but the Holy Spirit is now given to us to help us partake the benefits of redemption. John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. After the disciples tarried in Jerusalem as commanded, the Holy Spirit came upon them in power. Then people were amazed of the effects of the outpour when they heard them speaking in other tongues. There arose a controversy that these disciples of Christ were drunk, but Apostle Peter made defense by pointing out some things. A. That God has raised Jesus from the dead, as all had witnessed, Acts 2:32. B. That Christ has received the promise of the Father and has shed him abroad as evidenced, Acts 2:33. C. After repenting and being baptized in the name of Jesus for remission of sins, all should receive the Holy Spirit, Acts 2:38. D. The promise of the Holy Spirit is for all generations, Acts 2:39. Every believer in Christ is destined for a glorious destiny. This is not in view without the Holy Spirit of God, who is God in person in us. As a believer, don't live and end a shameful project. This is not the will of the Father. 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Those things that the eyes of men have not seen, the concealed things in the spiritual realms, are only made manifest by the Holy Spirit. All the benefits of redemption, our knowledge of our redemptive rights and privileges, won't be known, revealed, and effected but by the Holy Spirit. It is paramount to understand that as a child of God, you are not an accident, but a pre-programmed project of divinity. You are a finished product. Therefore, don't die a raw material. Your destiny is already decided by God, and you need to equip yourself for it and to make sure that you attain it. It is not automatic to become what God destined for you. There is your take. There is a responsibility for you to carry out. You are not to undergo what your generations have undergone through. Your case is different. Isaiah 58:12. And that they shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of births to dwell in. You are destined to powerful exploits in life. Jesus said that the Father would release the Holy Ghost to the believer for power. Power is for the purpose of contending with the enemy. The devil and his cohorts are out to derail your destiny, and therefore they need to be enhanced with power. Since your victory is opposed, you need to have power to get it and maintain it. Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. The power was promised to enable the believers accomplish the purposes of God in and through their lives. So the Holy Spirit is not just for speaking tongues and or having emotional feelings. He is an agent of fulfilling destiny. The Holy Spirit makes you a witness of Christ. That is, you are a true manifestation of Christ wherever you go. You are an example of divinity wherever you are. As a son of God, you are not to be known for any failure in life. It is shameful as a son of the Most High to be most low. Failure is not your portion in Jesus' name. Isaiah 42:1-4. Behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighted. I have put my Spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he has set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Therefore, we understand that by the Holy Spirit is given to us in our pursuit of destiny. King David understood that he couldn't make this without the presence of the Holy Spirit because of the guiltiness of what he had done and the opposition that was awaiting him in life. Psalms 51, 11, then verse 14. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. The Holy Spirit is the one who leads you in the way you should go. He led Jesus in the wilderness where he fasted and overcame the temptations of the devil. Luke 4:1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. He is the one who guides us in the truth we need to get our destiny fulfilled. John 16:13. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak, and he will show you things to come. Guarantees of the seal. Number 1. That we are the children of God. Read Romans 6:14 to 16. 2. Sealed for financial redemption. Read Ephesians 4:30. 3. Help in our righteousness. Read Romans 8:26 to 27. 4. Power to represent Christ. Read Acts 1:8. 5. Guidance in destiny. Read John 16 verse 13. That is the end of our lesson 13. Shalom.